We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I really got inspired to pursue like a college wrestling career when I was in St. Louis, my freshman year of high school, my first NCAA tournament, so it's kind of cool to be going back there now. I mean, I think that was the year like J.O. and Stever were wrestling in the finals and that controversial match. So, yeah, it was my first time. And so that's really when I really got my true desire to wrestle, was that year watching NCAAs in St. Louis. So.
UNI wrestler Bryce Dyer will compete in his second NCAA tournament in the same place from which he drew inspiration to start wrestling. He's taken precautions to avoid some of the injuries that are keeping some student athletes from competing at nationals.
Staying healthy in college wrestling is half the battle. Being able to be at your physical peak for 4 years is a challenge, and I think it's something that we're really working on here at UNI just to preserve our bodies while still pushing our bodies to new limits. We kind of got a healthy balance going right now, but just, I mean, when you get dings and stuff, just getting on top of them right away. I've had a couple, throughout each season, and every one of them you feel like it's the end of the world right away, but you tape it and it slowly recovers, and nutrition's big with your body healing. So I'd say just, I don't know, getting on top of things right away and being proactive too with, I'm not a very flexible person, but trying to get more flexible. Me and a couple guys did some hot yoga this year throughout the season. That was interesting and new. So I'm always trying new things to just kind of, proof my body almost and keep it healthy.
Steyert's brother wrestles for Wartburg, a Division III college in his hometown, Waverly, Iowa, and he has seen how many of those injuries can affect a college career.
He was done a year and a half ago, but he kind of got the spurt to wrestle, and I kind of encouraged him, just put a book into your career, put a finishing touch on it, end on your own terms, and he did. You can't really be afraid of injury. You can just be prepared, prepare your body to not get injured. Family is a big part of wrestling, and my wrestling especially, just because, it just kind of brings everyone together for a common cause, There's one person out there, but when your family's pretty close, it's you're kind of doing it for them a little bit too, and support's just, it's underrated. Sometimes I got 20 people up there that truly care about me, win, loss, or draw, It's just, it's inspiring, and it's just healthy, I think. I don't know. I love family. You know, that's a big part of my life. Oh, younger sister is one of the biggest wrestling fans, college, junior high. I mean, she follows the tournament. She knows the guys. It's like, it's impressive. Like, at her age, I didn't know half of what she does. I mean, she can tell you who's wrestling, how they're wrestling, and what's a takedown, what's not a takedown. It's pretty cool. So, she's spunky for sure.
He has spent a lot of time watching and training with his brother Andrew.
Definitely when my brother's about to wrestle. I mean, this is kind of a preview for what it's like for a parent, I guess. When I'm out there, when I'm getting ready to wrestle, I can control what's going to happen. When Andrew's getting ready to wrestle, I can just stand there and yell at the refs and him and everything else. So that's not being in, having an uncontrollable thing. That's what probably makes more anxious, I guess. I kind of view us as like a team. So when he accomplishes something, I'm accomplishing something. When I accomplish something, he's accomplishing something.
After being ranked at 157 pounds, Steyert made the jump to the next weight class. He worked his way back into the rankings and earned a seed for the NCAA tournament at 165 pounds.
I eat a lot of proteins, I guess that's the thing. And, it's hard to put on weight during a season. So I just kind of maintain my normal diet with more portions. Just because you want to have that weight advantage, but you don't want to get too big, or you're not really going forward if you're not gaining the right weight. I feel just a little more explosive at 65, just being able to run through people and just being able to pick anyone up. And just being able to focus on wrestling was the main thing. Being able to not have to worry about what a scale reads or something, but just focused on how can I present the best wrestling I ever have.